It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Get this. John Cena admits he has never, ever taken a vacation in his life.
I haven't taken a vacation ever. Since.
Like a week.
No, not even a chance. There was a few times that I could take 2 days away from my work, and I would still be kind of jonesing to go back to work.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I love what I do, and it's a weird opportunity where it shouldn't necessarily happen. I don't know how to tell you this, but I play fight with people for a living. So that shouldn't be a job. Uh-huh. So I really enjoy it, and I love what I do, and I just know that it's going to end at some point, so I kind of want to enjoy it all.
That is awesome. He doesn't need to take a vacation.
I'm sorry. I used to be that way too. But if you got vacation days, use them.
I'm all about vacation.
Use them.
Because you need to recharge and reset. I'll tell you what, you'll be a brand new person when you come back. But hey, good for him. So he has this FitOps Foundation. It's sponsored through Performix. And it's going to match all donations until Veterans Day up to $1 million
Whoa.
To help veterans returning from combat and keep them from committing suicide. So John Cena doing a lot of good. Go boy, we love that. Well, Fiona Apple saying she is not looking to make money from Lil Nas X.
So I don't think that Lil Nas X knew that it was my song or who I am. Why would he? And I don't really think I'm going to get money. I just was being cute and playful and it didn't come off like that, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, social media.
Fiona Apple. Were you a fan of hers back in the day?
What did she... She sang one song, but I can't
Criminal.
Think of what...
Criminal? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was like part of the 90s grunge movement, basically. Okay, so here's the deal. She was saying that... She was trying to clarify on social media because she kind of came out at Lil Nas X saying, hey, you sampled my song every single night. Give me that money on his track, on one of his tracks. And now she's saying she was being cute and playful. I don't know if she really was, though. She probably does want some of the
Yeah,
cut
who
of that.
Wouldn't want their money from their track? I wouldn't be kidding about
but
that.
But people are probably all over her. So she's like, forget it. Didn't mean to mess. So he's okay. And of course, we talked about yesterday, Lil Nas X saying he's going to take a little break from music. Talking about vacation, he needs a little time for himself. So that is perfectly fine. Eddie Murphy is done having downtime, though. He says he is excited to get back to comedy.
I was like, you know, I could stay on this couch forever and not ever make another movie and I'd be fine with that. But I didn't want to leave it on a dramatic. The last thing I did was a dramatic film, Mr. Church. And it was like, well, people know me for being funny. So if I'm going to sit on the couch forever, let me leave on a funny note.
So he is going to get back, of course, Coming to America, the sequel. He's making that. It would be nice, though, not to have to do anything. You just get to do it because you want to.
Yeah, I would like that option.
Exactly. And get ready for this. We have a preview for you. Okay, this is from Frozen 2. This is going to be one of the biggest songs, similar to Let It Go for the first one. It is called Into the Unknown. It is Elsa
Every
Idina Menzel.
Every day it's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that loves to go into the unknown, into the unknown, into the unknown.
Yes! It's gonna be like the new Frozen anthem, the new Let It Go, Into the Unknown. So get ready for that. They're gonna release the soundtrack for Disney's Frozen 2 November 17th. The movie comes out November 22nd.
Okay, so parents, get ready to learn that song.
Into the unknown!
Oh,
I'm into it.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So you really want to bring this up because I would like to talk about it, but every time I do, it gets blown up in my face.
Ooh, what?
Well, you were talking about, like, you know, what are the rules for kind of liking certain photos online?
Yes. Okay, so one of my best friends is totally in a fight with her dude because he is liking a bunch of other girls' pictures. And she's like, at first I was like, whatever, I'm not going to be petty. I'm going to let it go. But she's like, this is freaking embarrassing. She's like, he's my boyfriend and he's liking other pictures of girls in swimsuits and all. And I agree with her. I was like, it's not that he can't. I just think it's a bad look on your girl. Like, why are you doing that?
All right, here we go. I'm going to open the can of worms and go down this
rabbit
hole.
A lot of people feel strongly about this.
How do you feel about liking the opposite sex photos? Especially like if you're in a relationship. That's what really matters. Because if you're single, you can like whatever you want, right? 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.